You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Good morning, Bongi, and good morning to our listeners. Let me take this time to respond to a few questions that pertain to our subject of study for today. In today's interaction, we look at what steps can be taken to reconcile with someone who opposes or disagrees with you. Well, in most instances where we meet people that constantly disagree with us or constantly oppose us, it could be an issue where they have a natural negative bias towards us or towards the person that they constantly disagree with. And when that is the case, it simply tells us that the disagreement is more social than logical. So when such is the case, we can use acts of kindness to show them that actually what they've heard about us or what they know about us is not really who we are. And when we use acts of kindness, it simply creates a leverage whereby we are able to reach out to the other person and have a discussion that would bring about reconciliation. So after we use acts of kindness to try and clear the air on the behavioral aspect of our lives, we can then reach out to the person. Of course, it has to be in secrecy where we meet, and then we have dialogue with them. So because they've constantly been disagreeing with us, we can actually start by addressing the things that we agree with. So we can use an approach whereby we start with the things that we generally agree with. You know, whenever, you know, something happens, there are always those issues that everyone agrees with. So we can start with those, we address those that we agree with, and then we can actually move to clear the air on the things that we don't agree with that particular person. So that can help resolve the conflict with the person who constantly disagrees with us. So those are the steps, or that's what we can do, you know, to reconcile with that particular person. So of course, we pray about it, and if it doesn't you know, work when we approach them, we can involve a third party to come in and help us resolve that particular conflict. But generally, those steps can be able to salvage the situation. So the other thing that I have to respond to today is how can empathy and active listening contribute to resolving conflict and adversaries? Okay, so when we are, you know, confronted by a situation where conflict arises, it's inevitable that we engage empathy and active listening in order to resolve the conflict. So this is how it goes. We need to be empathetic with the person or the persons who are involved in that particular argument. Why do I say so? You know, when we become empathetic, it gives us a changed perspective about things, because we look at things from the other person's perspective. And so when we become so empathetic and we become active listeners to what the other person is saying, we can actually see things differently, because, you know, much of the conflicts that arise are as a result of having different perspectives or perceptions about certain things. So being empathetic and being an active listener to the other person who is involved in the confrontation will actually give us room to see things as they see them, you know, so that we can better understand them and we can better clear out the air and address the issues that are at hand. So it's actually imperative that we become empathetic to see things from the other person's perspective, because, you know, truth has facets to it. There is my version, there is the truth, and there is another person's version. So we need to have all these facets together so that we can have a bigger picture about what's happening, and we can know how to resolve it. Because at times, or most times, people listen to respond, they don't listen to understand. And so it's quite difficult for a conflict to be resolved when the person is listening to respond and not listening to understand. So when we are empathetic and we are active listeners, it will actually give us room to see things from the other person's angle and, to better understand and see where they are logged so that we can clear out the air and, resolve the conflict that is at hand. And to move on, we look at the risks of avoiding reconciliation with someone that we consider to be an enemy. There are grave risks and effects of, not resolving or avoiding reconciling with people that we consider our enemies. Some of these effects or risks that we can mention are basically, we end up with broken relationships. We risk having healthy relationships. And so it puts at risk our health. We'll be stressed through and through. It brings a situation where we are constantly stagnant. There is no progress because we cannot work together. We cannot come together at a point where we agree on a number of things. So we risk productivity at the end of the day, and ultimately we do risk our salvation, because God told us in the word that we need to reconcile, we need to forgive those that have offended us so that God can actually forgive us. So, there is quite a lot at risk when we endeavor not to reconcile with those that have, that we deem as our enemies. So we risk productivity, we risk having broken relationships. And broken relationships can actually affect our posterity, because our children will inherit those perceived wrangles, as it were. And so our children will continue to live with those issues in their midst, and until someone comes to a point where they need to reconcile. So there is a lot at risk, and ultimately salvation, we risk our salvation when we don't reconcile with those that we perceive to be our enemies. Yeah, and as we move on, how does reconciling with others reflect our values and our character? So reconciliation will actually prove and show that ultimately I am a true believer of God and of what the Bible says, because in the Bible we are constantly reminded and directed to, achieve reconciliation at all means. That is what it means to be a child of God, one who pursues the path of reconciliation. And so it speaks a lot of our values and our principles and our morals, as children of God, when we always pursue peace and reconciliation. It simply shows that we are virtuous, that we are pure, and that we are noble in our character, because we want to do what is right. It simply tells us that we are more concerned with, the ultimate welfare of the people that we interact with. It actually shows that we are people who treasure others, and we are concerned with what is happening. We are not selfish. We are, people that love to see peace prevail, and productivity and progress and unity. It simply says a lot about our character when we live like that. And finally, how can reconciliation with adversaries positively impact our community or workplaces? Wow, this one is a good one. When we have issues that divide us, when we have issues that, do not bring unity in our midst, it's actually impossible for us to achieve our goals at our workplaces, in our communities, or wherever it is that we are, because we are constantly having, blockages. We can't communicate, having, a situation where you are not resolving issues will affect productivity and It will create an environment that is hostile to thrive in. It could be a community, it could be a workplace. It will be literally difficult for somebody to thrive in that environment because it's too hostile. The environment is not fertile for productivity. And so it would affect, you know, negatively how someone is supposed to carry themselves at work. You know, they'll always be stressed. And, you know, they'll always have negative, you know, views and ideas about that particular workplaces, you know. But when we reconcile, we'll be positive about work. Our work culture will improve. We will be motivated to work. We will be team players. We will involve others because we don't have any issues standing in between ourselves. The environment, the air is cleared. Nothing is holding us, and we are able to achieve a lot. It also reaches to society, you know, a society where there are issues, a community where we have unresolved conflicts with our neighbors. You know, it's difficult to thrive. It's difficult to reach out to them. It's difficult to convince them that we are actually children of God. And so, you know, when we reconcile, it will bring a positive vibe to everything that we will do. And so we will achieve a lot because we've reconciled and we are positive about it. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.